When we talk about this idea of Tova, Sim Shalom, Tova, goodness, Hashem is inherently and intrinsically good. In fact, the English word God comes from the word good. He's Tov, he's Meitiv, he is good, he does good, he's Ayna B'chaleis Tzara, he answers us in any time of distress. But sometimes the answer is no. Why? Why would Hashem ever answer no if we're in pain? Because Hashem is all-knowing. And he understands that if a person would experience salvation, they might change path in life. They might move from a place of humility to a place of arrogance. And therefore the salvation, the Yeshua, isn't actually good for them. And Hashem's goodness, Hashem's Tova, is something which is there for the long term. It's not just there for the moment. And therefore, were a person to backslide spiritually as a result of the salvation they're going to experience, that would be negative for them. And therefore, they're not worthy of that salvation, of that Yeshua. So what are you meant to do? How do you know? Says the Sfasemus, and Sfasemus and Tilim, Chav Zayin, what should a person do? They should be in the Bechina, he says, of Tefillah L'Acha HaYeshua. Person should must visualize the salvation happening and carrying on davening to Hashem from that point. And then be confident of Hashem's salvation. After we see what's called the Hatzala Purta, a small glimmer of salvation, keep on davening, recognizing where it comes from. Don't say, oh, it's fine. Hashem, I did just fine without you. Truth is, says the Sfasemus, that after the Yeshua happens, it needs even more tefillah than beforehand. Because a person who's lacking something, they are, in and of themselves, the aspect of ani tefillah. They become one with their prayer. But after they're done, they sit comfortably. I'm absolutely fine. I need nothing. I lack nothing. I have no need to daven. That's a terrible place to be. So what we're meant to do is to project forward. And to visualize and imagine ourselves davening after the Yeshua. And then do it, of course, when it happens. To show Hashem that we're worthy of the Yeshua, that we're not going to forget about him afterwards, that we also have a long-term vision. We're not just expressing our needs as a result of momentary pain. This idea is something which you're not just able to put into practice. But at the very least, to think about it, when we say Sim Shalom Tova, Hashem, I only want it if it's good for me. But I want it to be good for me. How can I want it to be good for me? By realizing that if it happens, I'm still going to connect to you. I'm still going to recognize where it comes from. I'm not going to think it was me. I'm going to understand it was you. We're going to increase and enhance our connection. That ultimately, the Shalom, the Yeshua, the salvation, will be for my ultimate benefit, and therefore I'll be worthy of it.